the same words describe the two different words describe the same phenomena in a different way. Practically, it amounts to the same thing. Wahi is a word which indicates, sign, making sign by your hands or motion of your body and making somebody understand that. If you raise your finger pointed to something or by nodding something, you convey your meaning. That is called wahi. Ilham literally means to make something descend on somebody else, to transfer something to someone else in meaning. So practically, both are same, one and the same thing. But mostly about the law books, that is the books of Sharia, the word wahi is used. So some people got confused and they thought wahi means the revelation to a prophet, and ilham is a generalized word. So a confusion arose because of this. But that is not true, because the Holy Quran tells us that وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا مِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, that your Lord sent wahi, the word wahi is used here, sent wahi to the bee and told her, taught her how to make honey, seeking it from flowers and things. All this phenomena is described. So she was not, the honey bee was never given a book by God. So obviously this inference is wrong, that wahi is only used for books. Similarly, the same word is used for Umme Musa, the mother of Moses, that she also received a revelation from God. So ilham also is used in general terms. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The creation of man is mentioned in these verses. And then Allah says, أَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And that Allah then created the intuition, inborn system and mechanism in man to discern what is right and what is wrong, what to do and what not to do. So one law is spoken law that is revealed through religions, and one law created by Allah is the inborn law which is found in the true nature of every man. And that law, if referred to, would also come out with the correct answers. Every man, wherever he is born, when he is doing something wrong, if his conscience is still alive, that is a big if nowadays, but still, it works. If the conscience is still alive, then the conscience would protest against that act. And if he is doing something good, the conscience would create a sense of nobility and peace within the, that person, and he would feel a different man after doing a good act. So this is the meaning of alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwa, one of the meanings I mean. So ilham is also used in generalized terms, and both ilham and wahi are used for prophets as well. So the same phenomena is described variously.